Although summer's winding down, Boston is still working to line up more seasonal jobs for teenagers. Boston Mayor Tom Menino made the final push at an event in Boston yesterday where he recognized those who've stepped in after the program lost its federal funding. Still, as WBUR's Dolores Handy reports, it has been tougher than usual to line up jobs for teenagers this year.
Drive through the streets of many Boston neighborhoods, and on any given day, you're likely to find teenagers just hanging out. Teenagers such as 17-year-old Tim Mazzaberry of Roxbury.
I don't have anything to do. I don't have a job. Nothing much to do, just hang out with friends and play basketball.
He tried to get a summer job, and his mom was pushing him, too.
You can get your own clothes, your own food, you don't have to depend on me. She said, you know, you can get your own cell phone, because I've never had a cell phone. She doesn't want to pay for that type of stuff. She wants me to be independent.
Mazzaberry had a job this time last year. It was easier the past two summers when federal stimulus money was available. But that's all changed, says Boston Mayor Tom Menino.
Why is it difficult? Because the federal government's not a player anymore. They don't give us any resources.
Last year, $2.5 million in federal funding supported 1,600 summer jobs in Boston. The mayor says the loss of that money is only part of the problem this year.
You know, the economy's different. Some of those jobs that were part-time jobs are full-time jobs today.
Menino scrambled, and with $4 million from the city, $2 million from the state, and almost $2 million more from businesses and foundations, the city has almost matched the 10,000 jobs filled the last 2 years.
Boston is the only city in the country that brings the private sector into the summer jobs equation.
Neil Sullivan is executive director of the Boston Private Industry Council. He's been working with City Hall since January to make summer jobs available. He says Boston is producing far more summer jobs for teens than cities 2 to 3 times larger.
The difference between Boston and other major American cities is that we have a business community that is willing to hire teenagers and bring them into professional workplaces.
Jeremiah English is working at a community center on Mildred Avenue, a few blocks from his home in Mattapan. The 15-year-old started the job a week and a half ago. He just got his first paycheck.
Positives are you have money for the school year. You have money to play sports, for equipment in school. You have money to do school clothes shopping.
And English, who attends Lincoln Sudbury Regional High School through the METCO program, says it's not just about the money.
I do believe that jobs come with a certain skill set and you learn different things throughout your job, like how to be on time to places and not late. Having a job does teach responsibility. I wake up on my own now. I even wake up my older brother.
His older brother is also working through Boston's summer employment program. The city is a couple hundred shy of its 10,000 job goal, and just weeks before school starts, it's still adding jobs. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Dolores Handy.